Stucco, even vinyl. And unlike vinyl, no mold, no mildew, no kidding. Call today for your free estimate. 877-25-RHINO. It's more affordable than you think. 877-25-RHINO.
Don't pay, don't vinyl. Go Rhino Shield.
Never paint your house again.
Rhino Shield.
Rhino Shield is more affordable than you think. For your free estimate, call 877-25-RHINO or on the web at 877-25-RHINO.com.
This is Christine, recruiter for the VA healthcare system. We are seeking a chief of primary care for our facility. The chief of primary care will provide leadership, organizational representation, and be an active member of our management team, accomplishing our mission to provide our veterans with exceptional health care. The VA offers benefits including pension, paid vacation, holidays, and more. Be a part of this winning team. Call me at 314-488-8252. The VA St. Louis Healthcare System. Healthcare for heroes.
How many companies can trace their roots back to the 1904 World's Fair in Forest Park? Renoco Coffee Can and our headquarters and roasting plant are still located in the heart of St. Louis. We have grown with this city, and today, with thousands of customers in the region, our passion is serving those who serve our products.
Feeling hungry, folks? My KFC $5 fill-up will fill you up with a whole chicken dinner, even if it's lunch. Kentucky Fried Chicken. It's finger-licking good.
Pricing and participation may vary.
How much is that jar in the window?
The one. All right, bring our pets in. Goldie and Max, our two dogs.
How much
our cats, the large morning show, the afternoon cats are Penis, spelled P-E-N-I-S, and Vagina. Easy, Penis. Down, Penis.
Vagina's pretty mad.
She is mad. It's time for Dr. Doug Pernikoff. If you have a pet and you have a question, this is a great opportunity to get free advice from a guy who loves animals as much as you do. He can be found at the Clarkson Wilson Veterinary Clinic. I'm going to give you the numbers because we jump right in, so you need to call now. 314-969-KTRS or 888-550-KTRS. What more is there to say except he's the official veterinarian of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon. Here is Dr. Doug Pernikoff.
Hey, hey, hey. How is everyone today?
Great, doctor. How are you?
I am A.M. in the P.M.
I knew that was coming. I'd like to take one moment here while we put the call names on the board to mention, because I was asked to do this by the folks at Matheny.
Uh-huh.
Mutts and Stuff. Have you ever heard of them?
Sure.
It's a nonprofit rescue organization in St. Louis. What they do is identify temperamentally sound dogs in local shelters, then they relocate them to foster homes, and they get trained, and then ultimately they're put in responsible homes for the rest of their lives. And it's Mutts and Stuff, M-U-T-T-S, the letter N, Stuff. .com, muttsandstuff.com, and I want to thank Matheny for calling this to my attention, because what they're doing for them is every air conditioning system that they sell and install during this month and next month, they're going to contribute $35 to Mutts and Stuff. So I'm glad you heard of them.
Oh, that's awesome. Oh, yeah. We our drummer David in our band is heavily involved with that too, and they put on a trivia night once a year for that too.
Yeah.
That's a good story.
Yeah.
Cool. Hey, I visited a friend of yours today, Tom Sainert.
Oh, sure.
And he told me to say hi, and he made a pie for you, and I have it in my refrigerator, and he said...
I'll never see it. If it's in your house...
He said, tell Frank that it's for him, but he doesn't believe you should be eating it because you're on your diet.
Oh, my
That's
goodness.
That's not his job telling me what to eat. What if I'm on the all-pie diet? How about that?
I'm going to try and bring it by this evening.
Is it a cherry pie? Apple
yeah,
pie?
He made a cherry pie fresh out of the oven.
Oh,
my. Frank loves pie.
Oh, my goodness. I do. And I'm going to tell you how good it is. I got five days.
So he knows you're on a diet. It's almost like the...
He was being nasty.
The drug pusher giving you... Really
exactly.
He wants you back in there buying pie.
To substitute pie for heroin. It's the same thing. Well, I'm clean now. Oh, yeah? How about some heroin?
Yeah, he's a nice guy.
Here's some free. Here's a freebie.
Here's a free pie.
Yeah, that's wonderful.
Exactly what it is.
I'll let you know if it's any good.
That means you're going to eat part of it.
No, I won't.
No,
I'll
you don't.
Good.
Take a slice. Take a big slice. It's the best cherry pie you ever had. I'm serious. You should.
I'll bring it by your home.
We won't be home tonight, but leave it at the front door. It'll be fine. Until the raccoons get home. You better seal it up pretty good. Would you like to take some calls?
Love to.
All right. One last time for the numbers, 314-969-KTRS or 888-550-KTRS. We start with Casey. Casey, say hello to Dr. Doug.
Hi.
Hi, Casey. How are you?
Good.
Good.
I have a little mini poodle. He's like 2.5 years old. I got him from an animal shelter.
Good.
And recently, it started Monday where he all of a sudden started like biting really bad at his lower back to the point where it was turning red and raw. And then he was doing this fly biting where he was biting at the air as if there was a fly there, but there was nothing flying around him.
Uh-huh.
And I took him to the vet on Monday, and they thought it was fleas, but they looked and there were no fleas. So then we thought it was allergies because he had a history of that in the past. So the vet gave him a steroid injection, and it's Wednesday now, and he's still having, like, the itching and the flea biting has gotten a little worse. So
you need to have him put to sleep.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm kidding.
I don't think that's correct.
Casey, here's the deal. So you have sometimes when you look on the body and you actually see fleas, that's called a flea infestation. That means that there's an active infection and presence of fleas. But you can also have a flea allergy kind of response, and that's when the body has had flea exposure in its life and it's developed antibodies or antigens are stimulating, antibodies are produced, and every time a flea comes on, even if it just comes on for a moment, it can stimulate that whole reaction, so it looks like there's a big infestation. So you still could be dealing with a flea infestation. I don't know what dose he gave and all that kind of good stuff, but there's some other options there. And I would have him, you know, discuss with him that it's not working yet, and he might want to add on some antihistamines or talk to you about it.
Casey, why don't you discuss with him? You're not a very good vet. I'm going to Dr. Doug.
Whoa.
Yeah.
You can say things like that.
Yes, I can. Casey, does that help?
Yes, it does. Thank you.
Thank you very
honey,
much.
If no problems, give us a call.
Okay, thanks.
She had such a little voice.
Yeah.
Yeah, she was young.
Hesitant, didn't even want to talk. I'm telling you, doctor, when I say you're a chick magnet, here's the proof of it. Here's another lady, Melissa. Melissa, say hi to Dr. Doug.
Hi, Dr. Doug.
Hi, Melissa. How are you, honey?
I'm good. I'm AM in the PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. What you got?
I have a 13-year-old wire fox terrier, male.
Mm-hmm.
About 15 months ago, his gallbladder ruptured.
Ooh.
He survived the surgery.
Okay.
So they removed the gallbladder and the spleen.
Okay.
Since then, he's had about 7 different skin infections.
Huh.
Like every 2 months, he just keeps breaking out. I'm wondering if there's any kind of correlation there.
Need to put him to sleep.
The only correlation think of directly is that, or maybe indirectly, is that the spleen kind of stores a lot of cells, and it stores a lot of immune cells. And it's possible that by losing your spleen, you're more prone to infections and allergy responses. So it might be something related to that. You might also want to talk to your veterinarian about using a intermittent medicated shampoo and also introduce some antihistamines, but you might also need a longer round of antibiotics to really kind of kick out any local infection. So that's an interesting case.
I was wondering, we've done each time we've done the 2 weeks of antibiotics type of thing, and they've tried different antibiotics, but I'm wondering, just like they do with kids, I mean, should we put him like on Augmentin for 6 months or?
I don't think so, but they do use longer term antibiotics. The skin dermatologists and animal medicine have told me in some cases they'll go for 4 to 6 weeks. And again, you might want to ask your vet what other choices there are. I have some ideas, but it's not something that I would legally do on the phone without knowing the animal. So talk to him and just say, look, can we try something for 3 to 5 weeks? And see if that'll help, and maybe even a topical shampoo would be useful, a medicated shampoo.
Thanks, Dr. Doug.
Thank you, Melissa. How many new customers do you get from people calling you? I'll bet you get people
from being on the radio?
Yeah, dumping their other vets and coming to you.
You mean for being on the Radio Association or just in general?
No, just, well, of course, from the show.
Oh, well, of course, from the show. I bet we get at least 6 new clients a month from the show.
And we don't even really tell where it is or push it. And sometimes we forget to say where you are.
And I'll be someplace. The funny part is I'll be in a line checking out someplace. I mean, one time I was in Union, Missouri, or Washington, Missouri. I was at a store. And I sign my name, and someone goes, I'm AM in the PM, just like that. So I have to be careful, though, because I have to behave, because now everybody knows who I am.
Well, you're famous. You're famous then.
Or infamous.
Let's bring Joe in here. Joe, say hi to Dr. Doug.
Hey, Dr. Doug.
Hey, Joe, how are you?
Pretty good, pretty good. We lost a lab last week, and I was just kind of curious what your thoughts were on it. He was 10 and a half years old, but he was like the picture of health. Every time he went in, they always said, you know, he acts like he's half his age, and so forth and everything, and this was real sudden. It was one of those things where he's perfectly fine in the morning, go to work, come home, and he's stiff and cold.
Wow.
And okay, well, there are a couple things.
You know, if you got to go, that's the way to do it. There was no suffering or anything like that. But,
one of the most common problems.
I seem to think that maybe he had a ruptured spleen because there was some bruising on his stomach.
Well, that's what I was going to tell you. Not a stomach, but you can either have a bloat in the stomach, which can go very quickly, and you may not even notice. It could be literally hours. And what happens there is it swells, and then it twists on its axis. It takes the spleen with it. It's called a gastric bloat and dilatation. And then that becomes very toxic, and they die very quickly. It affects their heart. And the other thing that's really common in big-breed dogs like that is a splenic tumor called adenocarcinoma.
That's what I was going to say, yes.
And those are really dangerous. Hemangiosarcoma is the formal name. And those tumors are very common in the spleen of big to giant breed dogs. And that also could have been churning, and you may not have known it. Sometimes they'll show weakness in the rear legs is all they may show. And that might look like arthritis to somebody. But then what's happening is they're literally that tumorous spleen, whether it's benign or real cancer, it just bleeds out, and then they just suddenly have a rapid bleed, and they're just gone. So if your vet had a chance to peek inside, he probably could have figured out either one.
You could do a dog autopsy if you want to spend the money.
We do those all the time.
If you want to spend the money and find out what it was. Joe, that had to be hard.
But at this point, it wouldn't change anything with the dog. It
wouldn't change anything, but you know, if you have another dog, you'd certainly want to do it.
That had to be horrible coming home and finding him like that.
Yeah, especially. Was he already kind of had been gone for a while? He was kind of...
No, he said he was fine. No.
He was fine that morning. So.
And then you come home and he's gone. That's tough.
Really sad.
Joe, thank you for...
I was just curious how common something like that was. So.
I've seen as many as 3 to 4 hemangiosarcomas in 1 month. So they can occur, and they're fairly common in that breed.
Okay.
Joe, thank you for calling. We appreciate it, for listening. And it's Glenn's turn. Glenn, say hi to Dr. Doug.
Hello, Dr. Doug.
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing well. I have a 7-year-old German Shepherd, and I was curious what you recommend for flea prevention.
You put him to sleep.
Oh, my goodness.
You know, there's so many compounds available now, and we use a lot. We use some of the topicals that are good for long term. We also use, there's a couple of collars out now that are excellent for both fleas and ticks, and they're good for up to 8 months. So basically, it's a one-season treatment. So I would always kind of yield to the veterinarian of choice and let them tell you, because there's probably 10, 15 different products you can be using. So
okay, because every time I go get the front line out in the old days, I would open it and she would walk out of the room because she didn't want it put on her.
Well, you know, some people claim that the front line is becoming very useless. I mean, we still use some, but a lot of animals, the fleas have really seemed to have gotten kind of resistant to it. So it's not our drug of choice, but some people may still use it regularly.
And is this the Respro collar then a good collar?
Yeah, that's one that we like a lot. But again, your veterinarian may have his own direction, and okay. I guess I just want to be careful not to suggest specific brands. But that, you know, those are good products.
Okay, thank you very much, sir. Okay.
Thank you, Glenn. I appreciate it. And next is, you need to take a break, Doc. You okay?
I'm breathing. I'm fine.
Okay. This guy,
did I sound worn out?
Going a distance. He's been on the air like 10 minutes.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable. Let's get Jesse in here. Jesse, say hi to Dr. Doug.
Hello, Dr. Doug.
Hi, Jesse. How are you, sir?
Good.
What you got?
My question today is, with my 2-year-old miniature dachshund, have her anal gland squeezed, but yet is that a good thing or a bad thing?
Well, here's my thought on it. Again, it's my opinion, but a lot of groomers try and do that, and I don't like the way they do it. They kind of pinch from the outside. Your veterinarians will go actually digitally with a glove, hopefully, and they'll go in and massage the gland outwards and empty it. Now, if you have one that's chronic, like you're describing, where it's just every month or every 2 months you've got to be doing something.
That's when you need to put the dog to sleep.
You can sedate the dog and flush those glands out real well and then actually install antibiotics in there. And a lot of times that'll postpone the need for any further, more aggressive therapy, and that would be like a surgery to remove the glands. But that's not an easy surgery for most people, and it's not something most people jump to.
Well, when you say it's not easy for most people, is not what does that mean? It's not easy on
It's not
on
an easy
dog?
Surgery because you have a bunch of nerves there and stuff, and if you don't do it correctly, you can actually cause the dog to be incontinent, fecal incontinent.
No, that's no good.
Just dripping poop.
That's no good.
So I would try the simpler things first, and like I said, if you do a light sedation and you flush the heck out of it and then you install some antibiotics right into the gland with some other maybe systemic antibiotics, something oral or some kind of anti-inflammatory, a lot of times that's all you need to do. To
You flush the glands orally?
No, you follow with an oral product. Oh.
Can owners like Jesse, can they do their own squeezing anal glands? Can they do that?
I've never seen a human want to do it other than vets don't even want to do it. We do it because we need to.
Yeah.
But it's not fun, and if you don't do it correctly, you're going to hurt them. I think you're best off to just let your veterinarian do it.
With the antibiotics, can you install like some little air freshener in there too?
Or a slow release? That would be a great product. Hey, that's a good product we should try and develop.
Yeah. Jesse, thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Bye, Jesse.
We don't have anal glands, do we, people? Thank goodness. I mean, do we? We don't have that.
No. Not that I'm aware of.
The prostate gland is close to that area, but
not. But it doesn't produce a stench.
No,
nothing
I don't
that
think
we have
so.
To squeeze.
No, that's right. Boy, poor animals.
Now you guys are nauseating.
And cats and dogs have these anal glands?
Yes.
Yeah, we've had our male cats done before.
I've had like five or six dogs. I don't ever remember.
We've probably done your dogs.
You must have, but I don't remember around the house us ever discussing anal glands. Ever.
Usually they'll scoot.
Yeah.
On the ground with
Rusty.
Really full.
Oh,
commercial?
Yeah.
That's
that
a
commercial.
Commercial.
I know.
All right, let's get Ben in. Ben, say hi to Dr. Doug.
Hello, Dr. Doug. I've got two cats, both one male, one female. They spent about 80% of their time outside, had one spayed, one neutered. The male cat now, since he had gotten neutered, has gotten neutered, wants to spend 90% of the time inside, you know, and we can't get it to go out unless we kick it out. And once we let it in, it wants to urinate and defecate in the house when it never used to. So how did that change?
You need to have him put to sleep.
No.
Yeah.
You know what I would do is why he wants to be in, I have no idea. It's certainly not the typical response. Most of them want to stay outside the more they're outside. That being said, what I would do is I would just simply retrain this cat to a box or two. You start in the room, you isolate him in there for a couple of weeks, you give him one or two litter boxes, you try and encourage him to use those, and after he gets kind of reassociated to the box, then you can start to give him some freedom. And usually it's kind of innate in their system to want to hide their poop, so that's why those litter boxes can work in their pee. So you got to clean up those areas where he's already messed up. There's a number of products around the area that might be useful. There's one I know you can get at Sam's that's called Odoban, Odoban, and it comes in a bunch of different versions. But you want to clean up the areas that you've had regular accidents.
Well,
and there's some other products you can use.
He used to meow when he wanted out. That's what we don't want, a litter box in that house. Any way of him going back to...
Well, then the other problem is you're going to have to be managing them a lot closer, and you're going to have to put them out, more frequently, because otherwise, if you don't want to try and train him to a box, then he's going to do whatever he wants to when he wants to. And it's
hard
to monitor.
Okay, now, did the neutering, what's causing him not to want to go outside anymore?
Yeah, that I have no idea. I'd have to be a Nobel Peace Prize guy. I wouldn't know that answer. I mean, something, maybe he had a scary incident with another cat that just scared him. He doesn't want to be there. How old is he now?
A year,
what, okay, so he's still a baby, so he's not really, it's not about being old age. I think he might have had a bad incident out there, and he just feels safer and more comfortable inside.
Maybe a hawk tried to pick him up.
It's possible. I mean, you know, an owl, something like that.
Yeah.
So usually it's some kind of incident like that that would chase him back in.
Ben, thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay. All right. Get one more in here, and then we'll split. That'll be Ray. Ray, you're up last. Say hi to Dr. Doug.
Hey, Dr. Doug. How you doing?
Good, Ray. How are you?
Fine. I have a question. Years ago, we had a yellow lab, and a small Bichon poodle, and a cat in the house. They all got along famously. But the lab eventually got old, and we had to put him down. And my wife got another small black lab mix. And the short version is, after about a month, cornered the cat and killed it. So we got rid of him. And now we got a small two-year-old black lab mix, but no cat. However, my daughter's coming home from college this weekend, and my wife is getting her a cat to take back to school. They're going to be around for 3 or 4 days. Is there something that you can do to acclimate dogs to
sure.
cats?
Sure. Well, here's what you can do. Yeah, what I would do, is it the cat going to be a kitten?
Yes. The cat's I guess maybe a month or two old, something like that.
And it's only going to be in the house for, what, a couple of days before it disappears?
Yeah, about 3 to 4 days before she has to head back.
Okay. Well, the safest thing to do would be keep them separate, but if you want to try and get them used to each other, then you sit on a couch, a nice quiet area with the family, and you keep the dog on a line, like a lead, and you sit there with the dog, and then sit next door to you is your child with the kitten. And the cat, the problem is going to be it's going to be kind of erratic in its behavior because it's going to be a kitten. You don't know if he's been exposed to dogs. So he's the one that's going to kind of trigger a reaction. If he bolts off your daughter's lap, that's going to stimulate the dog to jump. So you got to have control of both animals. You got to just let them smell. And if the cat's sitting there quietly watching TV with you guys and the dog's doing the same thing, they'll get used to each other. But you got to control the dog because he's going to bolt and he's much bigger and he's going to scare the cat and you may or may not get a good response. So you'll know pretty quickly whether that cat's going to, accommodate the dog. But it takes kind of that controlling both animals and slow, gentle kind of introduction.
Okay, I was just wondering if we would have to keep them separate. We'll try it that way, and hopefully we won't have the same situation. But thanks, Dr. Dog. I appreciate your help.
Good luck.
All right, you have a nice weekend.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, Ray. And Dr. Doug, we'll do it again next week. What do you say? Doctor?
Wait a minute. No, he's there.
No, he's gone.
Doug?
Doug?
No, somebody just dumped him. I know we have to do traffic. Do we have, we got Mr. Thornton. You know that, Dan.
Yes, we do.
Okay. Before that, we're going to check on traffic. I'm assuming, and I'm pretty sure it's Tim Weiland. And I don't know any other way to say this because I've heard Colin Jeffries say it 7,000 times. How's it looking out there, Tim?
Well, we are flying over westbound Highway 44. They had a vehicle fire at Lindbergh. Now, it looks like they've just now cleared it. They had the right lane down. Traffic's a solid jam from about the Murdoch overpass all the way out through Big Bend, and then things open up. We've got a new crash down on Highway Z at Highway 55, and then they're still working with having the right lane down. Southbound 55 at Highway Z, traffic is backed up to Highway M. We have northbound 55 back to the ramp of Highway 44 to the Poplar, and eastbound 40, you are slow from Jefferson to the Poplar. This report brought to you by Staples. They have great deals on everything you need to promote your business, from business cards, brochures, and banners, to pens, magnets, and calendars, even foam fingers. Make on budget happen, make getting noticed happen. Staples, make more happen. With your Golden Oak Lending Airborne traffic, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
I thank you, Tim, on the phone, on the line, sitting in for John Landolf from Landolf World Headquarters in North County. Am I introducing one people or two people? Mark, is it you or is it the comedy team of you and your partner?
Frank, I can't go without my comical sidekick here, Miss Kitty Harrison.
Mark Thornton and Kitty Harrison, everybody, from John Landolf Show for the Hi. Kitty, how are you?
And I want to apologize for that caller that called in about my singing. I just didn't want to take up too much. You know what I say, I don't like to be an air hog. So sing all the verses.
We have plenty of air hogs. Thank you for that.
I thought Tim was taking his time to get on the air there. He was trying to grab a breath from the gland conversation.
Anal glands? We don't like to spend too much time on anal glands.
Oh, my God. You've already spent more than enough time on that.
What? I saw your boss's new TV commercial for the first time yesterday with the dog.
And it makes you think of anal glands?
Blackwater Jack. Have you seen it?
Yes. Oh, yes. I've seen it. I was there for production. It was.
Isn't that funny?
I don't know. Actually, it's so bad that it is funny. No, I'm kidding. It's so bad.
I agree.
It's funny. It's so bad. The dog, they have the dog saying, "Are you kidding me?"
Oh, no way.
That in itself is funny.
And that's Timmy Landoff that voiced Jack. And Jack's got, like, the jerkiest head.
Voicing the dog. He should have put on the screen a dog voice provided by Timmy Landoff. I like the titles. What are we? Silverado trucks are selling. I just read the article yesterday. The sales are on fire. What are we selling here?
They are. You know, the Silverado, is taking over the market in full-size pickup trucks, and we're very proud of that for good reason. You know, and got customers here today. Probably sold about 5 or 6 Silverados today so far.
Wow.
We've got brand new Silverados. 2015 models with all applicable incentives and rebates that you can get for $23,750.
Wow, that's a brand new pickup truck.
Brand new pickup truck.
Now,
I mean, it's crazy.
I don't think John likes it when I do this. I'm not big on the whole price thing because here's the deal. You can go to other dealers and maybe even match that price or come close to it. What I like to talk about is dealing with you guys and everybody that works there, because that to me is the difference. That's the reason to go there. That's a great price. But if people are going to go there just for price, that's fine. Whatever gets them there, but they're going to be very pleasantly surprised to find out what it is that really sets this place apart. Would you agree?
Totally. And, you know, one of the big things around here is we want to treat you like family, make it as comfortable as possible. And if you took out of the 107 employees that I believe it is that Johnny Landoff Chevrolet employs, there are several family members, you know, not only Johnny's family members.
Oh, no, I know. Family members working. Yeah.
Of my family members that work here.
How many?
5.
Wow.
There's Harrison's. I mean, it's a very, very friendly, family-oriented place, and no hassle, no pressure.
Well, at the dinner table, when somebody says, "How was work today?" they're all talking about the same place. That makes it pretty easy.
That's exactly true. There was a lot of conversation last week on the family reunion about business, for sure.
Yeah.
But, you know, speaking of price, get away from the price, because we feel so confident that we can make a deal with anybody. We can get anybody financed. Bring us your best deal. We don't need to discuss the price. We'll beat it, or we're going to pay you $500.
Well, this is what I try to tell people. There is no Chevy dealer. It is absolutely not going to happen that any Chevy dealer is going to sell you any Chevrolet for some price that's way below what they pay for at John Landoff, or even slightly below. It's not going to happen. It's just not going to happen.
And this time, you know what we're putting our money where our mouth is. If we can't beat the deal that you bring us, then you walk out with $500.
We've done this in the past, Frank, and I've been with John almost 15 years, and I don't ever recall having to write a customer a check.
No, I don't think you have. I don't think you have ever had to write one.
Because, well, I haven't, but John hasn't either. But, yeah, that's exactly right. If you bring us a deal, we guarantee it that we're going
to
beat it.
It has to be a legitimate deal. Don't walk in there and say, "Oh, this dealer was going to sell it to me for this." Show it to them, because they'll write it up for you. Legitimate deal. Now, since I know you guys do like price and all that stuff, is there anything else that we need to promote, anything else you need to move that is such an incredible price you'd like to throw it out there?
We've got the Silverados, as I mentioned. We've got 2015 Cruises. I actually had another Chevrolet dealership call me on Saturday, and he asked me, he said, "Mark, how are you pricing and selling those Cruises so inexpensively?"
And he's another dealer, so you said none of your business.
Well, yeah. We've got 108 Chevrolet Cruises in stock, and their price starting from $12,468.
Now you just, hold on.
80 cruises in stock.
Hold on. A while ago, you said you had 2015 cruises. Now you're saying you got 180.
Yeah.
What's the story?
No,
we've got 180 of the 2015 models. Yes,
oh,
sir.
Okay. Models. I get it.
I got messed up too.
Yeah. I get it. You're confused.
Equinox 22938. I need trades for the used car department, Frank. I will give you top dollar for your trade. You know, I'll give 3,000 over Kelly Blue Book value. We'll print it out and we'll just put 3,000 on top of it towards the purchase of one of these new vehicles, and we will give you 3,000 over Kelly Blue Book value. You know, it can't be towed in. It's obviously got to be something that's you know, sale worthy and things like that, but we're giving top dollar for trades. I'll buy your car, whatever I need to do. We need cars to stock the inventory. So,
yeah, Mark, you almost sound like you've taken over. This would be Thornton Chevrolet.
Yeah, boy.
Well, I'll do this, and I'll do
five he family members
right,
there.
That's how you gradually take over the place. Six family members, seven family. Next thing you know, it's the Thorntons.
Well, I have to tell you, I just bought a car from there, and I saw Mark a lot, and he was walking around it like he owned the place.
He's all over it.
Yeah.
Well, I gotta treat it like it's mine because that's what keeps me here for so long, I hope. But,
15 years is a long time. You're doing something right.
Yes.
For people who don't know the phone number, Kitty, I'd like for you to tell them what the phone number is because I'm kind of tired of talking to Mark.
Sure. You can call us. Mary is on the phone, or Linda, 314-837-1800. Always 24/7 at Londoff.com. Or stop by and meet one of the many family members that are here. And we are at Highway 270 in the Washington Elizabeth exit. So we are ready, open all late tonight, as our boss would say. Late tonight.
She has instructions, three lates. Yeah. It has to be three lates. Right. Late. You know,
Frank, I want to do a quick shout out if I can. Charlene.
Yeah. Oh, Char.
It's hard to pronounce the last name. It's spelled SJOSTRAND, Charlene
Smith. Charlene
Smith.
Yeah. She goes by Char. I do know that. I met her. Very nice woman.
From Baldwin, Missouri, came out and bought a pre-owned vehicle from us and just got done delivering a Mr. Donald St. Cyr from Arnold, Missouri, a brand new Silverado.
I'm assuming these people are AM and the PM. Yes, of course they are. And Mark, did you get my message? I called you back after I saw your text. Did you get my message?
Yeah, and that's exactly who we're talking about right there, Frank.
Okay. All right.
Sure. Yes.
All right. Well done, and brace yourselves because you're going to get a lot of AM and the PM people coming your way.
Thanks, guys. Have a great day.
Have a great night, everybody.
Thank you, Mark and Kitty. Kitty Harrison and Mark Thornton. Two people holding fort together. Well,
yes.
He's on a business, so there you have it. You know where it is. Washington Elizabeth exit off the off Interstate 270. Quick break, and we're back. And before you know it, it'll be Bill Cleveland time. Before that, we take a couple of calls. Big 550 KTRS.
Meep, meep.
And we're going to throw it up in the air now to Tim Weiland. He has a look at traffic. Tim?
Next time on McGraw Live in the Morning.
I'm Kelly Jackson. Thursday morning on McGraw Live. House Band Thursday, Technology with Larry, and Jason Nathanson recaps Caitlyn Jenner at the ESPYs.
McGraw in the Morning with Kelly Jackson. Weekdays at 6 on KTRS.
Honey, I'm really worried about our retirement funds.
Oh, me too. We lost so much value in the recession in the stock market. I'm worried we won't have enough to retire.
Jim next door told me that he had set up a new kind of IRA with a gold silver group. He said how simple and safe it was. It's a private storage IRA, and we could have real gold and silver in our hands.
Really? You mean we can actually see it and touch it?
Absolutely. Jim said we could have all the benefits of an IRA to help build our retirement income. Bottom line, we would own a real tangible asset, and we would have the security of knowing we're protected no matter what the economy does. What do you think?
I think we need to find out how to get our own private storage IRA. We need to call the Gold Silver Group right now.
Are you ready to protect your future? Call 800-295-6803 now to find out how easy and safe it is to set up a private storage IRA with Gold Silver Group and find out how you can qualify for up to $700 in free silver. All transactions are privately delivered and fully insured. Please call us now. 800-295-6803. 800-295-6803.
Are you sick of those slippery dentures?
Are you sick of that disgusting tasting adhesive?
Gateway Mini Dental Implant Center has the perfect solution.
Mini dental implants click your dentures right into place.
Minis can secure a single tooth, a partial, or a full set of dentures.
So you can eat, drink, and smile with complete confidence.
No oral surgery is required, so the healing time is minimal.
And after your initial consultation, the mini dental implant procedure can typically be completed in just a single visit.
Best of all, minis are as little as one-third the price of conventional implants.
So the question is, why wouldn't you?
Call Gateway Mini Dental Implant Center right now to schedule your free initial consultation with Dr. Richard Boatman.
618-579-2499.
That's 618-579-2499.
Or visit them online at gatewaymdi.com.
Gateway Mini Dental Implant Center.
A snap away to a beautiful smile.
Hey, it's your old friend Steve Cochran with my old friend on the phone. Well, Steve, there's a lot of scary statistics we could still cite when it comes to home ownership. You know, there's the Wall Street economy, and then there's the real people economy for the rest of us. And we know that at least one in four properties in our area is severely upside down, which brings us to short sales. It's a complicated process. You need to work with the best. The best is St. Louis Home Retention Group.
Yeah, Steve, what we do in every case like that is we're going to review somebody for loan modification. We're going to give them the best opportunity to keep that home. A lot of people are looking at their home saying, look, I don't want to pay a $100,000 mortgage on a property that's worth $50,000. There is a way out, but again, you need it handled by professionals, licensed realtors, which we have on our team, loss mitigation specialists who are going to take care and mitigate the program with your bank to make sure that you get out without any legal or financial responsibility.
Make the phone call to the St. Louis Home Retention Group, 636-527-5121, stlouishomeretentiongroup.com.
Take a look around your house. Is it time to redo your kitchen or bath? Then you need Callier & Thompson Kitchens, Bath, and Appliances. One of the safest and secure investments you can make is remodeling your kitchen or bathroom, increasing the value of your home and your lifestyle. At Callier & Thompson, their trained designers will sit down with you and provide a no-cost design and estimate while working with you to stay within your budget. With over 60 years in business, Callier & Thompson has the track record and experience you can count on. Visit them today on Manchester Road, just east of 141, or go to callierandthompson.com. Take a look at some of the exceptional work they can do. Callier & Thompson Kitchens, Bath, and Appliance, 636-391-9099. Again, 636-391-9099. Let their professional designers, skilled craftsmen, and 60-year history turn your dreams into reality.
Do you suffer from migraines? Do you have cardiovascular risk factors too? Then dial 314-720-4725 to learn about Samurai, a clinical study to assess a potential new migraine medication for people like you. We're looking for adults who get 3 to 8 migraines per month to take part. Although we'd like to hear from all migraine sufferers, we'd especially like to hear from those with high blood pressure or high cholesterol, those who smoke or who are overweight, those with diabetes, those with a family history of coronary artery disease, postmenopausal women, and men over 40 years of age. Please call 314-720-4725 to learn more. If you take part, you'll be given tablets containing either the study medication or an inactive placebo free of charge. Once again, that's 314-720-4725. The Samurai Study, investigating a potential new weapon in the fight against migraines.
Homes are selling very quickly in today's market. Kathy Helbig of the Kathy Helbig Group is with us. Kathy, how should buyers prepare when looking for a new home?
Well, align yourself with a knowledgeable agent team like us. Homes are selling quickly and often for above asking price. We network with other agents to find coming soon homes before they even hit the market.
Kathy Helbig, what makes buying or selling experience different with your group?
We have one of the highest selling real estate groups because we have a team of specialists dedicated to a client's individual needs, such as design and staging, marketing, and buyer specialist.
How are you using technology to help your client?
Our clients can utilize iPad minis that are preloaded with various apps that help make the home buying process smooth and fun.
Great.
It allows for direct communication with our clients, and they have the most up-to-date information right at their fingertips.
That's fantastic. That's Kathy Helbig of the Kathy Helbig Group and co-owner of Keller Williams Realty West Real Estate. She's an expert on KSDK Channel 5, and she's with us weekly on the Big 550 KTRS. Check her out online at KathyHelbigGroup.com or 314-276-SOLD.
This is Larry Connors, and I think I drove by your house the other day. It looks great, but I noticed you might have some shingles missing and maybe some other roof damage. Take a moment to call my friend John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF. Take care of it before everyone else starts calling, before the thunderstorms start pounding us. That way, next time I drive by, I won't have to worry. I'll know your home is protected. John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
Musicians, it's Guitar Center's July clearance. Save huge on over 20 million in clearance inventory. Leftover special buys, demos, open box, warehouse finds, and more. Incredible price drops store-wide. 8 million in markdowns on guitars, amps, drums, keyboards, and tech. Over 300,000 items marked down. Massive savings on brands like Fender, Gibson, Yamaha, DW, Korg, Shure, and more. But remember, each location and GuitarCenter.com has its own selection, and it's first come, first served. Guitar Center's July clearance kicks off tomorrow.
Pennzoil Synthetics takes synthetic motor oil performance to a whole new level. Make the switch to Pennzoil Pure Plus Synthetics today.
Hi, this is Jeff Lapidus, the retirement coach. If you want to make smart choices about your retirement planning, listen to my show, Straight Talk on Retirement, this Saturday at 10 a.m. here on the Big 550 KTRS.
Each and every weekday morning at 6:50, Scott Crothers from Stifel Nicolaus gives us insights into the financial markets and investing. To get your own personal financial review, call him at 314-292-6201 and tune in weekday mornings at 6:50 on the Big 550 KTRS.
This Thursday, Friday, and Saturday only, save up to 80% at the Tent and Sidewalk Sale at Metro Lighting Brentwood Promenade. Tent sale at the Brentwood location only. See store for details and restrictions.
Meet me.
Let's go. Throw it up to Tim Weiland right now. Tim?
Am I missing something here?
No, it's something that's off the air. Nothing that's going on.
Oh, it's one of those things.
Yeah.
All right, we've got a new accident. Now, I'll tell you what, Highway 44 and 55 yesterday, this morning and this afternoon are the cursed highways. You've got that you're still running slow from Murdoch to about Berry Road because of that earlier vehicle fire that's been cleared. But now there's an accident. It's in the median, midway between 141 and Antire Road on westbound 44, and traffic is slowing as you're going by this accident. You've got a stalled vehicle on northbound 170 south of Forest Park Parkway, blocking the left lane. You're pretty solid back to Highway 40. Looking at eastbound 40 now, things are running kind of slow, 141 through Mason. You've got southbound 270, that's slowing from Olive down through Ledoux. And then from the Clayton Road overpass down through Big Bend and 44, you've got some stop-and-go pockets there. And this traffic report is brought to you by Staples. Staples has great deals on everything you need to promote your business, from business cards, brochures, and banners, to pens, magnets, and calendars, even foam fingers. Make on-budget happen. Make getting noticed happen. Staples, make more happen. With your Golden Oak Lending Airborne traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
From downtown St. Louis, it's the Bill Cleveland segment, starring Bill Cleveland, along with Bruce Limpurst and the All-Boy Orchestra, brought to you by Laclede Cab, your AM and the PM cab company, STL Taxi. That's the app you want to get yourself a Laclede Cab. And now, here's Bill Cleveland.
Oh, good afternoon, everyone.
Good afternoon, Bill.
How you doing?
Doing great. How are you?
I'm doing real well, real well. By the way, if anyone would like to see, you know, we talked about going up on the world's tallest water slide. I've got that video at the front of BillOnTheRoad.com if anybody wants to see that. And you can kind of experience what it's like yourself because there's a video showing what it looks like as though you were going down the water slide. It's pretty incredible.
I saw that video. It's a great video.
It's pretty neat. Yeah. Pretty hot day again.
How hot was it today?
Yeah, it was so hot I was sweating like Hillary Clinton checking Bernie Sanders' poll numbers. How hot it was today.
I don't wish I knew what that meant.
Yeah. No, you don't.
You should follow the news.
A hospital in Nepal is disputing that Dr. Sanjay Gupta operated on a girl there after the country's April earthquake like he claims he did. However, Dr. Gupta has at least one person that claims he's telling the truth. And Brian Williams says he was right there assisting with the surgery the whole time.
There you go. That settles it. That settles it.
The truth. The guy in Florida has decided that he wants to marry his laptop computer. Yeah, wants to marry his laptop. But it's just like a wife because when he brings it in bed, it freezes.
Oh. Well, I don't appreciate that.
Sorry, I thought you might not. And finally, this happens.
I don't get that wife being cold humor. That doesn't make any sense. If he remarried, well, it wasn't true. Go ahead. Sorry.
The group Judicial Watch has obtained expense records showing the Obamas spent over $7 million on two vacation trips in 2013. And White House pointing out that all presidents take vacations. Teddy Roosevelt went to Long Island. Harry Truman would go to Key West. George Bush would go to Legoland. Everybody's got vacations.
What?
Nothing.
What happened?
Political humor.
Oh.
George Bush. Right now, somebody out there enjoyed that.
Oh, yeah, they did.
The Bill Clefbaugh segment brought to you this afternoon by Laclede Cab, the AM and the PM cab company, and from downtown St. Louis, I'm Bill Clefbaugh on the Big 550 KTRS.
Thank you, Bill.
Oh, man, I thought they weren't going to applaud for a second.
Yeah, they'll always applaud. BillOnTheRoad.com is the website, and I will tell you, he takes fantastic videos. And edits them together. He's got nice titles, and he narrates. They're fun, and there's a lot of them now. So you can kind of tour the country with BillOnTheRoad.com. Good Feet, the Good Feet stores, the number one reason people go in there is plantar fasciitis. And plantar is something about the foot. I don't know medical stuff, but there's a medical part of the foot called the plant or something, and I don't know what fasciitis means. It means pain. That's what it means. It's very painful. And that's the number one reason that people go in, and it's probably the number one success story because of all the people who no longer have that pain. The stupid people who don't listen to this show, who aren't AM and the PM, probably go off and have surgery they didn't have to have. Or they're walking around on Vicodin or something, and they don't have to. You have to feel sorry for those people. But AM and the PM people know that if you have pain in your foot, maybe even your knee, your leg, your hip, your back, headaches, it could very possibly be eliminated by altering the way you stand and walk. You won't know till you go. No appointment necessary. Two locations, Creve Coeur, Olive, just west of 270 across from Friday's, and Shiloh, Illinois, Greenmount Road across from Dearburg's, or goodfeetstlouis.com. Please don't go away. Great old joke coming. 5 o'clock at the Big Five.